Ever notice how your mind becomes your biggest opponent on the golf course? You practiced your swing for hours, but when it matters most, something interferes. Tiger Woods keeps a copy of Zen Golf in his bag for good reason. This revolutionary approach doesn't focus on swing mechanics, but on making your mind your ally rather than your enemy. Drawing from both PGA Tour instruction and Buddhist meditation practices, this approach has transformed thousands of golfers' games, from weekend warriors to major champions. The core insight is deceptively simple. Most performance problems stem not from technical flaws, but from mental interference. When we clear away this interference, our natural abilities emerge effortlessly. Think about those magical moments when everything clicks, when you're not overthinking, when you're just present. What if you could access that state consistently? The path involves three essential elements: preparing with clarity, acting with trust, and responding with wisdom. This approach doesn't just lower your scores, it transforms your entire experience of the game. Most golfers approach lessons with minds too full of preconceptions to learn, like an overflowing teacup. Even Ben Hogan, history's greatest ball striker, maintained a beginner's mind, always believing there was more to learn. The ideal student approaches learning like an empty cup, receptive to new knowledge. We limit ourselves with self-imposed boundaries. Like the nine dots puzzle that requires drawing outside apparent constraints, breakthrough performance demands unconventional thinking. Tiger Woods exemplified this by deliberately targeting the rough when standard options weren't enough. Rather than viewing par as an absolute standard, create a personal par based on your handicap, transforming doubles into achievements, since less than 1% of golfers score at par or better. Our mind extends beyond our physical brain to everything we experience. The more expansive our awareness, the more effective our golf. Small minds create tunnel vision and anxiety that impede natural swings. In one experiment, golfers placing a putter grip into a hole with eyes closed often stopped short until encouraged to expand their awareness beyond the hole, significantly improving accuracy. Everyone has their perfect swing for today, not the perfect swing, but your perfect swing. Problems stem from self-judgment and overanalysis. When we pile on fixes, we complicate matters until frustration forces us to just swing naturally. Success comes from clearing mental interference and trusting what emerges. The PAR approach encompasses preparation, action, and response to results. As Jack Nicklaus notes, better preparation, playing within capabilities, maintaining composure, and avoiding self-criticism can save countless strokes. Preparation revolves around the three C's: clarity, vivid shot visualization; commitment, freedom from doubt; and composure, calm focus. When integrated, these elements build the most crucial C, confidence. Many golfers focus on hitting the ball instead of sending the ball to a target, a fundamental shift in perspective. Even skilled players can get caught up in mechanical thoughts about making a good swing rather than visualizing the target. When we think, "Don't hit it into the lake," our minds picture exactly that, the ball splashing into water. Our brains process concrete images more powerfully than abstract concepts like "don't." The solution? Create clear mental pictures of where you want the ball to go, not where you want to avoid. Indecision is fatal in golf, like standing with one foot in each departing boat. Trying to play two different shots ensures failure. In putting, hesitating between a firm straight putt or a gentle breaking one typically produces a poor combination of both. True commitment means believing your plan is best, like the pig in a bacon and eggs breakfast who's fully committed while the chicken is merely involved. Create a vivid target image, prepare thoroughly, then commit completely with body, mind, and heart. Every golfer knows the feeling of something being not quite right at address, yet hitting anyway. These shots occur when we ignore our instincts. The solution is recognizing these moments and honoring that inner voice of discomfort. For distracting thoughts, use the body surfing principle. Dive under breaking waves rather than fight through them. Just as diving beneath waves brings peace, see thoughts as waves passing through your mind's awareness. At address, mentally dive under these thought waves to find the calm beneath. The body scan technique helps identify and release muscle tension, a major swing disruptor, by checking systematically from head to toe. Common tension points during pressure include the jaw, shoulders, hands, and belly. In Eastern martial arts and golf, power originates from the body's center of gravity below the navel. We coil around this center in the backswing, generate power in transition, and finish with it facing the target. Overthinking shifts our center upward, creating instability. Deep breathing dissolves tension. Practice full breathing that expands your back from side to side and down to the tailbone, creating width across shoulder blades and spine length. Make a complete breath part of your pre-shot routine, moving forward only after fully exhaling to establish swing rhythm. The ideal mental state combines confidence, focus, and flow, body and mind synchronized in the present moment. Success comes from surrendering control from your thinking mind to your intuitive body. The contrast between range and course performance stems from different mindsets. On the range, we swing freely without pressure. On the course, we fixate on performance and avoiding mistakes. Bridge this gap by concluding warm-ups with simulated course play using various clubs and targets. This transitions you from range rhythm to course rhythm before the first tee. Body-mind synchronization occurs when both unite in the present. While your body exists only in the now, your mind tends to wander. True synchronization happens when your mind joins your body in the present. Use feel-based imagery instead of technical instructions during your swing. Long arms works better than extend the arms. Descriptive feelings enhance natural flow while mechanical directions disrupt it. Like the kingdom of Shambhala, golf embodies warriorship qualities: bravery, genuineness, confidence, and dignity. This path follows four principles: virtue, experiencing the moment; discipline, proper conduct; humor, absence of self-importance; and friendship, opening our hearts to others. Golf uniquely expresses dignity. Its rulebook begins with etiquette before rules. Professionals call penalties on themselves and help competitors despite fierce competition. Players assist each other looking for lost balls and freely offer advice. When you step onto the course, you're walking a path of personal development. Each shot offers a chance to practice presence. Each challenge invites growth, and every round teaches lessons beyond the fairways. By playing with mindfulness, you'll improve your scores and find deeper satisfaction. Your greatest opponent isn't the course or other players, it's the interference in your own mind. Clear that away, and your natural abilities shine through.